It's always a blessing to come back to a congregation to praise the Lord together.
真的很高兴跟大家在一起这里啊，赞美神，敬拜神。
I have a problem.
我有一个问题。
I usually sit there and worship as we sing, as we worship, and I forget that I need to preach.
我常常做的敬拜太享受，就忘记说我要今天要讲道。
What a blessing it is to have young people worshiping our God.
是这样的蒙古，我可以跟青少年这样子一起敬拜，看到青少年这样敬拜神。
If you don't think that's a big deal, it is a big deal.
如果你不觉得这是很大的一件事，真的是一件很大的事。
They will be the next generation leaders for our churches.
他实际上是我们下一代的领袖。
Thank you for the invitation to come back and share the message.
谢谢你们邀请我回来跟你们分享信息。
I pray that God will bless you, bless me, have an opportunity to worship together again.
我求神祝福你们，也祝福我有机会来跟你们分享。
A CFO of a company sent the following guidelines to the employees to cut costs in their travels.
有一个公司的财务长，他定了一些规矩，给他公司的员工去减少他们出公差的费用。
The memo read to all employees of ABC Company.
他在备忘录上面这样写着。
Please be advised that these are the following travel guidelines.
这些是你们出公差的时候必须遵守的规定。
Some of us are businessmen. We know we need to travel different places to conduct business.
你们这中间有一些做生意的商人，我们要出公差或是员工要出公差，你们都知道这些事情。
And so this is the guideline. Again, regarding transportation.
这是关于交通的规定。
The preferred mode of travel is hitchhiking.
我希望呢，你们能够搭别人的便车去你们要去的地方。
If public transportation must be used, bus fares will be authorized only in emergency.
如果你真的需要坐公车，是在非常紧急的情况下。
Planes can be utilized, but if a lower fare is approved in a nearby city, you will ask to be hitchhiking the rest of the way.
如果你需要搭飞机的话，你要搭到附近比较便宜的城市，然后到了比较便宜的城市之后，要找人家搭便车到你要去的地方。Regarding
lodging, all employees are to stay with friends or family members of a friend.
关于住宿的问题呢，你们可以住在你朋友的家、亲戚的家，或是亲戚朋友的家。Park
benches in public rest areas are to be utilized for sleeping.
如果要睡觉的话呢，可以睡在公园的椅子，或者是这办公室的大厅。Train
station, office lobbies, hotel lobbies, and other public areas can be used when it rains.
如果遇到下雨或是台风的话呢？ 可以在有室内地方，例如是饭店的大厅、办公室的大厅，或是一些公共的地方。Regarding
food, all employees are to visit Costco, Hickory Farms, or Sam's Club, where they give out sample food.
如果需要吃的，对食物的方面的规定呢，就可以到 Costco 啊、 Sam's Club 这些给免费的试吃食物跟喝的东西，这样食物就解决了。You
can take care of a whole meal by just eating all the samples.
光吃完这些试吃食物呢，就不用再吃别的东西了。And
it says, before traveling, all employees are to be familiarizing themselves with all the natural herbs and vegetations and plantations around the area, so you could eat them.
在你出去旅行的时候，你就要了解你要去的那个地方有哪一些可以吃的食物，一些蔬菜跟一些昆虫，这样呢就可以吃那些当食物了。Learn
what insects you could eat.
了解哪一些昆虫是可以吃的。You
are to carry canned foods at all times.
你随身要带一些罐头食物。Spam,
beefaroni, and other canned food can be consumed without preparation.
这些牛肉罐头啊，肉罐头，只要拿出来吃，都不用需要准备的。If
a restaurant is to be used, you got to eat at an all-you-can-eat buffet salad bar.
如果你们要去吃自助餐呢，就要去吃那种蔬菜的自助餐。Because
with one dish, you could feed everybody.
因为一盘呢，就所有人都可以来吃。
It's a humorous way of looking at travel.
这是一些幽默的方面，我们来怎样来看这个旅游。
Whether we know it or not, all of us are on this road trip of life.
不知道你晓不晓得，但是我们都是在这个生命的旅途上。
Harold Kushner said it this way, I think of life as a good book. The further you get into it, the more it begins to make sense.
一个Kushner先生他说，这个生命就像一本书，你越读的话呢，你就越了解。
Soren Kierkegaard said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards.
索尔先生说呢，生命只能往回看，但是你要向前活。
John Bay said, you don't get to choose how you're going to die or when. You can only decide how you're going to live.
这个John先生呢，他说你不能够决定你要怎么样活，然后怎么样死，但是呢，能够决定说你要怎么样来活它。
As we're all on this road trip of life, I wanted to talk to you about the most important tip.
我们都在这个人生的旅途，所以我要给你一些提示，给你一些告诫，我们怎么样来活这条生命。
Most important travel tip is we got to decide where we're going.
最重要的提示呢，跟忠告就是说，我们要决定我们的目的地跟终点站在哪里。
Decide on your destination before you leave.
在你还没有出发的时候，你就要先决定你的目的地。
If I was going to LA, I would get on Highway 101 South.
如果我要去洛杉矶，我要就要往101的公路南边开。
If I was going to Las Vegas, I would take different freeway.
如果我要去拉斯维加斯的话，我就要开不同的高速公路。
If my destination was Seattle, I wouldn't go south. I would rather go north.
如果我要去西雅图的话呢，我就不会往南方走，我要往北方走。
We need to have our destination before we leave.
我们要有我们的目的地在我们出发之前。
Same thing is true in our road trip of life. We need to make sure our destination is clear.
在我们人生的旅途出发前，我们要知道我们的目的地是要很清楚的。我们要知道我们要去哪里。
Is getting old our destination?
变老是我们的目的地吗？
Is finishing our destination?
把事情做完结束是我们的目的地吗？
Is promotion our destination?
升官升职是我们的目的地吗？
Is surviving our destination?
生存是我们的目的吗？
Is death our destination?
死亡是我们的目的地吗？
If death is our destination, somebody said it this way, we should just get the dying out of the way.
如果呢，死亡是我们的目的地，我们应该先把死亡这件事先解决。
If we're only living so that we could die, let's just die first and then live.
如果我们只是为了死亡，那我们应该先死了再来活。
Somebody said, yeah, life should be lived backwards.
有人这样说，生命应该从往后活回来。
We should first die.
我们应该先死。
Then grow young enough to retire.
然后能够年纪轻轻就退休。
And work for 40 years.
然后做40年的工作。
If we're young enough to graduate from college.
然后年轻呢就可以从大学毕业。
Then play all along your adolescent years.
然后边玩，在这个青少年时期都可以玩。
Go through your puberty.
然后经过你的青少年时期。
Go through grammar school.
然后去小学。
And spend your last 9 months inside your mommy's belly.
然后9个月在妈妈的肚子里。
Sometimes we have to think about what Jesus is teaching us.
有时候我们要想想耶稣在教导我们什么事。
Death is not our destination.
死亡不是我们的终点站。
Then what is our destination?
那我们的终点站是什么呢？
It certainly makes sense for us to consider this before we leave.
我们应该好好的思想，这样才有意义。在我们出发之前，我们知道我们的目的地在哪里。
Statistic has shown that people spend more time making out a grocery list than our life's destination.
统计学这样指出来说，我们花在很菜单的时间，要买什么菜，比计划我们的生命更多的时间。
We spend more time figuring out what to bring to a 3-day vacation than our life destination.
我们会花很多的时间去计划我们要带什么东西去我们3天的旅行，但是不会花很多的时间在计划我们的生命。
Regarding this road trip of life, a lot of people in this world just let it happen to them.
在我们生命的旅程呢，我们人呢就是随波逐流，船到桥头自然直。
Now, if you don't know where your destination is, a lot of things are going to go wrong.
如果你不知道你要去哪里的话，生命会有很多问题产生。
You will never know what you're doing is right or wrong. Is going north or south, is it right to go north or south? We don't know.
应该走南边呢还是北边, 我们也不知道。
You will never know if you've arrived. If you don't know your destination, you never know if you got there.
如果你不知道你要去哪里, 就算你到了, 你也不知道你到。
You will never know what to do and what not to do.
你也不知道什么该做, 什么是不该做的。
And this is the most important thing. If you don't know your destination, we will abuse, misuse, overuse, and underuse, and not use everything that God has given us.
如果我们不知道我们的目的地在哪里, 神给我们的这些, 资源, 我们就会滥用。
If we don't know our destination, we will misuse our money, our time, and our energy.
如果我们不知道我们的目的地或是终点, 我们就会 不知道怎么样来使用我们的金钱、我们的时间、我们的精力。
Not knowing our destination, you will start abusing your relationships, as well as education, skill, and your talent.
如果你不知道你的目的地，你可能也会不知道，或是 使用错误你的跟人的人际关系、你的教育，还有你的技能。
You will abuse a lot of things that you don't know about.
你会滥用很多事情，你都自己都不知道。
Marriages, relationships, finances, everything doesn't make sense if we don't know where we're going.
你的婚姻, 你的人际关系, 你的教育, 都没有什么道理, 因为你不知道你的目的地在哪里。
So I think if we look at this title, Road Trip of Life, it makes sense for us to know where are we going? What is our destination?
所以我们看这个标题, 我们就知道, 如果我们不知道我们要去哪里的话, 实在是很没有意义。
I've already mentioned to you that death is not our destination.
我们刚刚提过, 死亡不是我们最终的目的。
Retirement is not our destination.
退休不是我们最终的目的。
Marriage is not our destination.
婚姻也不是。
Getting a good job is not our destination.
找到好工作也不是。
I'm Korean, you guys are Chinese. We know a lot of our parents say, you got to get into good school and get a good job.
我是韩国人, 你们是中国人, 你们都知道, 要到好学校, 找到好工作。
It's important, but it is part of life.
这些虽然很重要, 但只是生命中的一部分。
Everything that we go through in life is part of the road trip we're on.
我们在生命中所经过的这些阶段, 都只是生命中的一部分。
So what is our goal? What is our destination?
那既然这样呢, 我们生命的目的是什么呢? 我们的目的地在哪里呢?
I believe I found the answer here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 through 11.
So, 我想我在这里找到的意义就是在腓立比书3章10到11节。
I'm going to read it and just follow me carefully here. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
So, 腓立比书3章10到11节, 使我认识基督, 晓得他复活的大能, 并且晓得和他一同受苦, 效法他的死, 并且能够得以从死里复活。
What is our destination?
我们的目的地终点在哪里呢?
I believe our destination is to know Christ.
我相信我们的目的地是认识耶稣基督。
Our destination is not to end life or to get a promotion, but our destination is to know Jesus Christ.
我们生命的目的呢, 不是, 得到升官, 升职的机会, 是认识耶稣。
To know him in his suffering.
去了解他的受苦。
To know him in his death.
了解他的, 受难, 受死。
To know him in his resurrection.
了解他的复活。
To know him in such a depth that you will experience his righteousness that comes from God alone.
认识到他一个 一个程度你了解神所给他的这个大能。
We will have to spend all waking moments of our lives to do this.
我们要利用我们在这邪恶的世代的时间来了解这些。
Only when we said Jesus Christ and knowing him as our destination, everything starts to make sense.
唯有我们把耶稣基督认识他为我们的目的地, 我们才会使这个, 生命有意义。
Before chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, Apostle Paul discussed why he feels that this is the destination.
在腓立比书三章十节到十一节之前，保罗形容说他为什么知道这是他的目的地。
I'm reading from Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 through 6.
我要先要读腓立比书三章四到六节。
It says, though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regards to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
在三章四到六节是这样说的。保罗说，别人如果可以自夸，我更可以自夸，因为他第八天就受割礼，他是以色列族便雅悯支派，他是靠自己可以成功，他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Paul talks about a couple of areas of his own righteousness.
使徒保罗在这里讲到他自己的一些自我的公义。
First one was privilege of birth.
就是与生俱来的权利。
Just as we take pride in the fact that we're born Korean or Chinese or American, we take pride in such a birthright.
就像我们感觉到很骄傲，我们是韩国人，我们是中国人。
Look at some of the things that he talks about.
我们看一下他讲了哪些事情。
First, he says, "I'm circumcised on the eighth day."
他第一件事情是说，我第八天就受割礼。
This is again talking about having the right birth.
这是又在讲说，你看他生来就是非常有权力的。
But just the fact that you were born in some level, born into an Israelite nation, did not give him the righteousness that is found in Christ.
就算你是从以色列人生出来的，或是以色列族，也并不表示说你就会有神的公义。
Only the chosen nation was given this thing called circumcision.
只有这被拣选的民有权利来做这个割礼。
For the Israelites to say, I am circumcised on the eighth day, it meant that I belong to the chosen nation.
对以色列人来讲，我可以受割礼是表示说我是被神拣选的。
I have godly parents, I have godly brothers, ancestors.
我有非常敬虔的父母，非常敬虔的兄弟，非常敬虔的姐妹。
And they have kept the right religious rituals.
而且他们非常谨守这个宗教的礼仪。
But just because they were born into an Israelite nation, Paul says, this is not enough.
就算你是生在以色列这个国家，这还是不足够的。
He could brag about it, but he says, this is not a reason to brag about.
你就算你可以夸口，但是这个也不足够你夸口。
And he says, of the people of Israel.
他说以色列人啊。
National heritage.
你们有这种国家的这种遗产。
But our ancestors and who we belong to really doesn't give us righteousness.
就算我们的祖宗，我们的国家都不能给我们这种神的公义。
And it says of the tribe of Benjamin.
他是便雅悯人。
This is talking about having the highest and upper class status.
他是在社会阶级里面最高的一级。
Out of the 12 tribes, Benjamin were given this right as the highest and the brightest.
在以色列十二族里面，这个便雅悯族是最高的。
Most noble and respected.
是最有权力、最被尊重的。
I'm not sure if Chinese or Koreans have it. On the back, olden days, they had that. Depending on your last name, you are a kingly root or you're a peasant.
我不知道中国人或韩国人有没有这个事情，可是在很久以前，可能照着你的姓，你可以看出来你是不是皇族的。
Apostle Paul says, this really doesn't mean much.
使徒保罗说，这个都不算什么。
First area was the privilege of birth, and he says, I have all these to brag about, but I cannot.
我这些与生俱来就有的权利，但是我都不能够用这个来夸口。
In the second area, he says, achievement of self effort.
第二点，他说靠自己的力量来成功。
And he says, I am a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他说我是希伯人中所生的希伯人。
This is about having the right language and the right custom.
我有所有的文化背景，我也会讲这些宗教的语言。
Doing good and being faithful in being good.
我是非常忠诚的，是做好事情。
They were a diligent studier of the scripture.
他是非常殷勤的来读这些经文。
Faithfully talking about and teaching the Bible.
很忠诚的教导别人，也传讲圣经。
And he says, in regards to the law, I'm a Pharisee.
在律法来讲，我是法利赛人。
Parisian. Is that how you say it in Chinese? Parisian. That's how we say in Korean.
Parisian. 法利赛人。
Parisian.
Parisian.
Pharisee.
Pharisee.
Yeah. This is having the right religion. He thought, I'm a Pharisee, meaning I am a set apart person by God.
他说我是法利赛人，是神分别为圣的人。
Their name actually says set apart.
他们的名字实际上就是讲说我是神分别出来为圣的人。
I am a servant of a God, a servant of a God. That's what this being a Pharisee meant.
法利赛人就是我是神的仆人。
So when in the New Testament, when they're talking about, you know, Pharisees and Sadducees, they were the religious leaders of the nation.
所以在新约讲法利赛人跟撒都该人，他们是非常敬虔的人。
It's like today they were the pastors and missionaries and reverends.
就像今天他就会像是牧师、长老这些传教士。
He didn't become a Pharisee just by anything. He actually did a lot of study.
他不是就这样就成为一个法利赛人，他真的是非常用功的研读。
He set apart his life for the sake of following his God.
他把他生命的一些重要的事情都放在后面，就是好好的研读。
He was such a Pharisee. Look at the next one, persecuting the church.
他是这么忠诚的法利赛人，他迫害教会。
He wasn't just lukewarm or warm person. He was actually a very hot person.
他不是不冷不热，他是非常的有热情的。
He was very passionate Pharisee.
非常有热情的法利赛人。
He wanted everybody to know and his own heart to know that he's going to go out and persecute Jesus because Jesus is teaching wrong things.
他要让自己跟别人都明白说主耶稣是教错的教导。
As for his zeal, nobody questioned that he had very big passion for his religion.
至于热情，没有，大家对他的热情绝对没有问题。
And then lastly says, as for legalistic righteousness, I am faultless.
至于照法律来讲，我是完全无可指责的。
How many of us could actually say, I have kept the law?
多少人可以说我已经遵守了完全的律法？
Jews had many laws. Not the 12 commandments, but Jews, they developed 300 some different laws.
所以以色列人呢，有很多很多的律法，有三百多条的律法。
But Paul is saying, I have kept the law.
保罗说，我已经完全守住了。
No, nobody here, I don't think, could say, I have kept the law.
我想在这里没有任何一个人可以讲说，我已经守了完全的律法。
But this is his righteousness. He thought, I have done everything that the scripture and teachings told me to do. This is how good I thought I was.
所以这是保罗说的，你看，我已经遵守所有的律法。我是非常好的。
So Paul realized that his self-righteousness was not enough.
可是使徒保罗知道他自己所有自己的公义是不够的。
What he wanted and what he desired was a righteousness that came through Jesus Christ.
他所渴慕的公义是从神借由基督而来的。
I think many of us are going to struggle between this self-righteousness and the righteousness that is from God.
我想我们当中很多人都会有这样的困扰，就是自我的公义跟从神而来的公义。
Being Asian, we know that we want to do a lot of things.
我们是亚洲人，我们都会想要亲手做很多的事情。
Going to church, reading your Bible, giving your tithe, serving, and doing many things makes us feel like we are more righteous.
做很多的事情，上去教会奉献。让我们做很多事情，让我们觉得我们自己做了很多事。
If we're not careful, we're going to think that we're righteous because of what we do.
如果我们不小心的话，我们以为我们自己非常公义，因为我们做了很多的事情。
And this is what Paul is saying. He thought he was righteous because of all the national heritage, because of his ancestors, and because of all that he has done.
这就是保罗所说的，因为他以为自己非常的公义，他生下来就是公义，然后他们民族的遗产。然后他们是以色列人。
But he realized that his righteousness was wrong.
但是他领悟到他自我的公义是错的。
What he wanted was a righteousness that came from God.
他想要得到的就是从神而来，借由耶稣基督传给我们的公义。
So in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 11.
So 在腓立比书第三章第七节到第十一节。
Paul talks about five, in my mind, five points of commitment.
使徒保罗说对耶稣基督做了五下列五项的承诺。
So just have your scripture there with me. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 11.
腓立比书第三章第七到十一节。
First, in verse 7, he's saying, I could make sense of my past experience with Christ.
在第七节他说过去以耶稣的经验我可以了
解。Look at verse 7. It says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss.
看第七节，以前我以为与我有益的，现在我都以为与我有损。
For the sake of Christ.
为了耶稣基督的缘故。
Everything in my past, all the good things, bad things, all the terrible things that I've done, I'm going to consider it all lost.
所有好的事情、坏的事情、有损有益的事情，我都看为粪土。
Why? Because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督。
Today, we can look back at tomorrow or 40 years back, and all of that is past.
从今天呢，我们可以看到以后的40年，以后未来的事情。
We all know that we can't change anything about our past.
我们都知道过去的事情我们都没有办法去改变。
But we could actually consider all the things that we have experienced so far in this life. We could say, that's rubbish. I'm going to consider it lost because I want to know Christ.
我们可以把过去的经验都看成粪土，就说我要继续的来追求主。
A lot of those could be victories. A lot of those could be champions. A lot of achievements in the past.
过去的这些经验有可能是很好的成就。很好的成功。
Perhaps some of us are looking back and we see all the wounds and scars and battles and hurts and pain.
当我们往回头看的时候，我们的过去可能是非常的很多的伤害，很多的征战，很多的不如意。
We know what Paul did in the past before he was able to write this letter. We know what Paul did.
我们知道使徒保罗在他过去做了多少的事情，他现在才有这番话。
He was a zealot, and he was actually one that's persecuting Jesus Christ and Christians.
他是非常有热心，非常破坏教会的。
But he says, I'm going to consider everything a loss for the sake of knowing Christ.
但是我要把这些都看为有损的，因为我要追求耶稣。
Verse 8 tells us something different, something new. It says, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord, For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
So, 在过去的这些东西，我要继续的、持续的看着它，让他们这些东西都看为是有损的。
Jesus takes care of our past.
主耶稣照管了我们之前。
He takes care of our present.
他也照管了我们现在。
This is a continuous experience with Christ.
这是一个持续与耶稣的一个经历。
Paul is saying, I'm going to continue to consider everything a loss.
保罗说，我要持续的要看这些像粪土一样。
What I go through today, I'm going to consider a loss for the sake of knowing Christ my Lord.
就算我今天所得着的，我要把它看成粪土。
He's saying, there's nothing more important today than for me to know my Lord Jesus Christ.
就算是在今天也没有什么比我认识主耶稣更重要的。
Verse 9, it goes on to talk about the future experience with Christ.
第九节他继续来讲未来。
Verse 9,
未来与耶稣的经历。
And it says, I want to be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
我要认识基督，也在他的信里面来认识他。
He says, "I want to be found in the future with Christ."
要得以在基督里面被找着。
He took care of our past, whatever past it was. He takes care of our present, and he promises our future.
他照管了我的过去、我的现在、我的未来。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10 talks about our victorious experience with Christ.
在第十节讲到说我们在耶稣基督里面的得胜。
Look what he says, verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death.
说到我要认识耶稣复活的大能, 要与他一同受苦, 然后要效法他的死。
We celebrate Jesus and his resurrection. Why? Because there is power in the resurrection.
我们庆祝耶稣的重生, 死里复活, 因为他的死里复活有很大的大能。
I might have said this before, but if Jesus remained dead after the 3 days, we would not have Christian faith.
如果耶稣在被钉十字架三天之后没有复活, 我们就没有任何的信心。
There is victory over what we fear the most, what Satan wants us to fear the most.
我们在我们最怕的事情上, 我们有盼望, 我们有得胜, 是, 魔鬼希望我们这失败的地方。
Jesus proved it through the power of the resurrection.
主耶稣他自己已经证明了复活的大能。
I want us to be able to say, I have victory in Jesus Christ.
我希望我们都可以说, 我在耶稣的复活里面有大能。
Without Jesus, we cannot have victory.
没有耶稣我们就没有大能。
All the good things we do, all the money we give to the poor will not mount to victory that we could have in Jesus Christ.
所有的好事, 周济穷人, 这些事情, 不管我们做什么, 我们都没有神的, 得胜。
The power is in the resurrection.
神的大能是在他的复活当中。
All of us are going to experience that power of the resurrection one day.
我们有一天都会经历着神的复活的大能。
And lastly, he talks about the eternal experience with Christ.
最后呢, 他讲到永恒的经历。
He's saying, I want to be seeking something that's going to happen to me in the future.
我要看到, 将来要发生在我身上的事。
Look at verse 11. And so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
在第11章说, 我要与他也同样经历从死里复活的大能。
We have victory in Jesus Christ, but that's not just his victory, but because of his victory in through the resurrection, all of us are going to experience that same power one day.
耶稣有这个大能, 我们也同样要能够经历这个大能。
So, Jesus promises and takes care of our past, our present, our future, our victory, and he promises our eternity.
所以神承诺要照管我们的过去, 现在, 将来, 我们的得胜, 还有我们的永恒。
There's nothing in this world, no religion in the world promises this scope.
在世上没有一个宗教可以这样的来照管我们。
Therefore, it makes sense for us to set Jesus as our destination.
所以当我们把耶稣定我们的目标, 是非常有意义的。
Just look back in your life and think about this question.
回顾你自己的生命, 然后想想看这个问题。
What has been your destination?
你的目的地跟终点站在哪里?
You are on it for, I mean, whether you like it or not, all of us are on this road trip.
不管你想要或不想要, 你就在这个人生的旅途中。
All of us are going somewhere.
我们都要到一个地方。
All of us have today arrived here today because we had yesterday.
我们今天能够活到现在是因为我们有昨天有过去。
What is your destination?
你的目的地跟终点站在哪里?
Or I would say, who is your destination?
谁是你的目的地?
Don't take this with an illustrated purpose. I don't think heaven is our destination.
我不觉得天堂是我们的目的地。
Heaven is a place we will be with God.
天堂是我们跟神在一起的地方。
It's a part of life that God promises us.
是神所应许我们的。
But our destination is not just getting into heaven.
但是我们的目标跟终极点不应该只是为了去上天堂。
It's almost for us to say, you know, I have a ticket into Disneyland.
就好像说我有到迪士尼的票。
Disneyland is not our destination.
迪士尼不是我的目的地。
Knowing Christ Jesus is our destination.
认识主耶稣基督才是我们的目的地。
Many of us could get this life confused.
我们有时候非常的困扰，非常的模糊。
And if we're not careful, if we don't set Jesus as our destination, we're going to run into a lot of accidents.
如果我们没有把耶稣基督当成我们的目的地跟终点, 我们会碰到非常多的问题跟困难。
A lot of things will happen to us and we would not know why.
很多事情会发生, 我们都不知道为什么发生。
But I guarantee you, our money, our time, our wealth, our health, everything starts to make sense when Jesus is our destination.
当我们把耶稣基督当成我们的目标, 我们的终点站的时候, 所有的金钱、时间、精力、
Our only destination is Jesus Christ.
我唯一的目的地是耶稣基督,
to know Him.
去认识他,
It'll take all of our life here on earth.
我们必须要花一整生的时间,
whether you are 15 to 20 years old,
不管你是15岁或20岁,
whether you are 60 and 70, 80 years old,
不管你是6、7、80岁,
this life is too short for us to know our Lord Jesus Christ. So we will continue to know our Lord Jesus Christ on the other side of eternity. He's not asking us, why don't you earn a ticket into heaven, but I want you to know me. Let's set our destination. Let's fix our eyes on Christ. Many scripture in the talks about the same idea. Let our eyes be fixed on Christ. Why? Because He is our destination.
让我们专注来想这事情, 把耶稣成为我们的目的地跟终点站。
You could get to Disneyland.
你可以去迪士尼。
But if you're not with Jesus,
但你如果没有跟耶稣基督在一起,
it's not going to be a fun time.
不是一个愉快的时间。
Imagine spending eternity in heaven.
想想看你要花永恒的时间在天堂,
and you don't know Jesus.
你并不认识这位耶稣,
it won't be fun.
一点都不好玩。
Our life here on earth and our life eternity will be meaningful and purposeful when we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们认识主耶稣基督的时候, 不管在世的日子或将来永恒的日子, 都会变得非常有意义。
May we all be able to say this verse again. I'm not sure if I have it on here. Sorry. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, which really summarizes a lot of our desire, Paul's desire. And this is what he reads. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
但愿这成为我们的总结, 也成为我们唯一的渴望, 我得以认识耶稣基督, 知道他的大能, 并晓得与他一同受苦, 效法他的死, 当我得以与他从死里复活。
Let us fix our eyes on Christ.
让我们专注在神的,
make him, make Him your destination.
把它成为我们的目的地跟终点。Let's
take a moment to pray.
我们一起来祷告。Father
in heaven, thank you so much for your love for us. I thank you because you have revealed your love to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, each of us want to know our Lord more intimately. Father, I pray that each of us will be able to fix our eyes on Jesus, make Him our destination, rather than achievements, doing good things, going to church, or doing a lot of things. But Father, help us to set Jesus. Help us to fix our eyes on Christ. Help us to spend this life learning and knowing our Lord, knowing Him in His suffering, knowing Him in His death, knowing Him in the power of the resurrection. We know, Father, that You have great and awesome plan for each of our life. But Father, let it be possible for each of us to know our Lord more intimately today. And as we spend every day, help us to know our Lord Jesus more each day. We love you, God. Thank you so much for this time. Holy Spirit, I invite you and ask of you to make this message personal to youth, to 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, and to all the seniors, Lord, make this message personal. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus. We thank you. We love you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank Pastor CJ to give us this message, and 我们谢谢 Pastor CJ 让我们分享这么好的信息， 特别让我们看见 我们的这一生。 如果我们都做很多的事情， 我们 as a Christian, we do many things. 我们 在家里面服侍很多的人， 我们在教会也很多的服侍， 但是如果我们的眼睛， 我们只是看见自己手中的工作的话， 上帝就没有任何的荣耀。 但是我们从一个天堂的眼光， 我们看见一切所做的都是为了耶稣基督而做。 在我们任何的事上， 我们做一些事情， 就让神得荣耀， 借着我们， 让神来得荣耀。 那我们做的任何事情， 就都有了意义。 所以我们眼中的工作呢， 我们手中的工作， 绝对不是我们的目的。 我们手中的工作是让神得到荣耀， 让我们能够真的认识， 就像Pastor CJ讲的， So we are able to know Jesus Christ. This is our goal and this is our destination. So let's sing this hymn. And Beside My Vision.